You're listening to The Hustle Made Me Do It, a podcast that inspires young entrepreneurs and hustlers to pursue their passions and dreams. My name is Luis Cortez. I'm a young hustler and entrepreneur that's worked his way up from fast food minimum wage jobs to high-level corporate America. I'm joined by my wife, Cindy Cortez, and together we sit down with entrepreneurs from all walks of life. We discuss their processes, their journey, and how to make a positive impact on the people around them. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new season of The Hustle Made Me Do It.
We're excited to highlight new entrepreneurs this season and learn about their innovative processes in 2021. We're also looking forward to sharing a little bit more about our personal journey along the way.
On this episode, we're excited to share what the word hustle means to us and the impact it's had on our lives. Stay tuned. You do not want to miss it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new season of The Hustle Made Me Do It. I'm super excited that you've taken time out of your day to hang out with us. I am here with our co-host, Cindy Cortez.
Welcome back, everyone. If you know us personally, then you know we've taken a little bit of a hustle hiatus to have a baby. So Angel is now 5 months old, and we, although the hustle never stops, right, we're finally back into the swing of things and ready to share some of the cool resources that we have developed for young entrepreneurs.
Yes, and I think that we are just excited to get back in the studio and record some new content for you guys.
Yeah, we have some really exciting people that we've had the opportunity to chat with, schedule interviews. You know, 2020 was a really interesting year in the entrepreneurial world. Of course, a lot of people had to pivot. And now coming into 2021, thriving using new business strategies. So we're excited to learn about some of those things.
Yeah, even for us, I mean, we've had to pivot a lot this past year, 2020, 2021. You guys have heard some of our story from quitting our corporate jobs, trying to start a physical storefront, whether a restaurant or a bakery. We've had to pivot and just change the way that we've done things. And this is part of that. You know, The Hustle Made Me Do It has been a dream for a long time, and we decided to use 2020 as a launch platform to 2021.
Yeah, I love that you say that, because that is something a little different about this season that we want to do, is share a little bit more about our personal testimony in the business world. You know, when Luis and I met, actually, that was our point of connection, that he had just quit his corporate job to start a restaurant. I had just quit my corporate job to open a bakery. And we were just getting that off the ground when the 2020 COVID quarantine hit. And so we had to make a lot of hard decisions. And here we are. We've been blessed with our son. You know, we've really focused on laying out the ground roots for our business values. And so I think that's what's really changed from one season to the next in our podcast. It's really been one season of life to the next. So, you know, now in season two, we want to really also incorporate those key values into our platform.
For sure. I love that you brought that up, because as two people that have not had 9-to-5 for a while now, I think that we had to pivot. We had to take a huge pivot from taking our talents from physical to digital. For those of you that don't know, I'm a real estate agent, so we've had to connect with people through social media, through ads, right, through different ways of just reaching people. And these are just some of the things that we want to talk about.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we had kind of one vision coming into 2020, coming into 2021. You know, we have a different vision. And, you know, like you mentioned, social media has been such a fundamental piece in business strategies now in 2021, right? Like being limited only to really digital connections, optimizing those resources like Facebook groups. Actually, that was something that was really essential for networking in real estate. Clubhouse has been a new addition that's really kind of helped people skyrocket their exposure. So we're part of the hustle, of course, is highlighting people young in the journey and just getting their feet off the ground. But seeing how they've capitalized on those tools is pretty exciting.
Listen, and if you're just joining us, you know that Cindy and I are married. That's one of the things that we've had to navigate this season too, how to work together in our businesses, in our platforms. You might have a co-founder, you might have a friend that you work with or a spouse that you work with. That's something that her and I are also navigating through from last season to this season. We're learning Absolutely. How to do it, and it's not easy. I mean, for anybody that tells you out there that, you know, just getting a podcast off the ground or getting
any platform started. You know, I think that a lot of times Cindy used a quote earlier, which was,
yeah, that we see the highlights of people's lives and businesses on social media, but we don't see the background work that gets put into that success. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, even just having a podcast, like, we must be the best of friends. We must get along all the time. And that it's just natural rolling on the air. But, you know, we live together. We're raising a son together. And so trying to live together, have a healthy marriage, have a healthy business, you know, there's definitely a lot of challenges in that. And we want to be honest about that, you know?
It's so true, because whether it's business, whether it's personal life, you know, you have a life partner, a business partner that you have to make huge decisions with. Cindy and I had to make a very monumental business decision last week. And, you know, it always starts as, okay, let's talk about it. But then it turns into, like, you have a different perspective, I have a different perspective, mm-hmm. and then we have to meet in the middle. And I know that a lot of people that listen to this podcast are entrepreneurs, or they're looking for a co-founder, or they're looking for that partner. I believe that the best partner I've ever had is my wife. However, it's also the most challenging partner that I've had.
Absolutely.
Because we have completely different values, completely different opinions. And I think that that's just the way that life is working for us right now. And so we just want to let you guys know that if you look at our social medias, it's not all glamour. It's not right. All, you know, curated for perfection. We, a lot of times, Cindy, for example, to get one picture needs to take 100.
Oh yeah, like the right picture of that cheeseburger is like about the angle and the lighting. And so yeah, we have definitely different approaches. I wouldn't say completely different values. Like, we have, I think, something we talked about in marriage and business. That's
the key, the values.
Exactly. You have to have like foundational values that are aligned, whether it's a business partner, a marriage partner. I mean, one of our like core values is family. One of our core values is our faith. And so when you have that as a foundation, you can build on that. But our approach is totally different. Like, the way that I keep a planner and the way that Luis keeps a planner, it's
day and night.
Oh my gosh. And been a point of contention, because, you know, I like structure and he likes to wing it. And
but listen, that's the beauty. I was watching this video the other day of an entrepreneur saying, what do you look for in a partner, whether that's a marital partner or a business partner? That partner has to check the boxes off that you don't, and vice versa. So there could be harmony in the middle. I mean, I don't always love Cindy's approach to things, but at the end of the day, a lot of times that's what I'm missing for my structure,
right.
You know.
I would wholeheartedly agree.
We were just talking about this, you know, The Hustle Made Me Do It would just not be as curated as it is right now if it wasn't for Cindy's creativity. Because for me, I'm like, let's just get it out there. Right. And Cindy's like, let's
edit that out, or you know, be a little bit more concise and have some bullet points. Yeah, for sure.
So that's what we've kind of struggled with. You know, talking to a good friend of ours earlier, Billy Hyatt, who we're super excited to bring on the show here, and stay tuned for him. You know, the inclusion and diversity of thought processes, you know, Cindy and right. I are so similar yet so different because of different life experiences that have shaped us.
Right.
And our hustle's been different. You know, we've had a different journey in the hustle, and what we're doing with The Hustle Made Me Do It is just saying, how can we bring our knowledge together and just share that with people? And we don't want it to be like something crazy, something that you can't have access to. We want it to be something that is like, that has a family, friends, and family feel,
right,
is what we want from The Hustle Made Me Do It. And that's kind of where we are just taking this podcast, the direction that we want it to go into, I believe.
Oh yeah. And I think even the people that we interview end up becoming like friends and family, because that's one of the key components to the podcast, is creating a network of like-minded individuals to empower one another, to keep pursuing those crazy dreams. So yeah, we're here to keep it real. We're here to be honest about the challenges behind the scene. That's what we want to hear from people that we interview too. It's, you know, it's not all glitz and glamour. We learned about that when we interviewed Daniel last season, when he talked about the food truck and how you have to be a little sadistic to jump into that. Hey, we love the food industry. Like, that's something that our heart is still in too.
Yep.
But you just have to have the heart for it. So, you know, that's something else that, that we're hoping to highlight with our entrepreneurs this season is what are those qualities, you know, like, is entrepreneurship necessarily for you or not?
And I think that that's what drives entrepreneurs close together, right? It's not the, it's the fact that we all have different life stories, different journeys.
Yeah.
But speaking for Cindy and I personally, our values are aligned.
Yes.
Our family values, our spiritual values, our business values. I think that that's what's, what continues to pushes forward and
the catalyst.
Yeah, and working together. You know, because if you've ever worked with anybody other than yourself, you know that everybody always has a different opinion. Somebody always does it differently, and you might not like the way they do it. But I think that that's something really important too, is that you can't compare your hustle with somebody else's.
Yeah, I think that would be even just like the first note in working with a team, a partner, a leader is don't take it personal. You know, like, we should be kind of equally invested in the same goal. You know, we have those same values, we have the same goal. So don't take it personal. And then second, like you just mentioned, you know, keep your eyes focused ahead, right? Comparison, like we all know, is the thief of joy. And so, you know, when you start to compare your hustle to the next person, you know, everything just kind of falls apart. And we actually heard a really good word on that this weekend at our church. We had a guest pastor, I believe from Portland. And and the word was just like, don't compare the harvest, compare the hustle. You know, everybody's outcome, it's a, on social media, we see it, but you don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
I love that you say that because there's, Cindy and I love creation. We love pictures, you know, and I'm a kind of a guy that will go on YouTube and just watch mindless videos all the time. I just love that, you know, or read articles, as opposed to Cindy loves engaging with other people.
Oh yeah, I'm all about the blogs and hearing what people are thinking about.
And I'm more about like all the reading. So anyways, when we come together and we do like a podcast episode, she brings some of the things that she's learning along the way. Mm-hmm. And I bring some of the things that I am learning along the way. One of the things you just said that reminded me of one of my favorite books, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, is, you know, don't take anything personally. Mm-hmm. That's part of the four agreements that he shares. The other two, in case you have, if you take anything from this episode, is the four agreements. And some of the things that Cindy and I can both agree on is be impeccable with your word. You know, I love, if I say I'm going to do something, I love just doing it, because I think that that is who you are as a person, as an entrepreneur, as a leader. It's just be impeccable with your word.
He means that. Big time. He's like, don't tell me you're going to make banana bread if you're not about it.
I get really offended when that happens. Even if it's banana bread, like, we'll go a couple of days. I'll be fuzzing for a couple of days. And then she'll say, why have you been mad at me for 2 days? And I'll say, because you said you were going to do banana bread and you didn't do it.
Well, that goes back to point number one. Don't take it personally.
Exactly. After that, don't take it personally. Most of the time, people don't want to hurt your feelings. It's just a different perspective. And
yeah.
Believe it or not, prior to starting this episode, we had a huge conversation because we had different viewpoints of how to get this episode started. And I think it's worth telling you guys that even with this, don't compare the hustle, don't compare the harvest.
Right.
Because we have different perspectives. You know, she wants to do it one way, I want to do it another way. But we have a common goal, is like, let's get this episode done.
Right.
And that's what that's where we're at. You know, so anyways, I said, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Also, don't make assumptions. We are very guilty of that. We assume that the other person is ready to get out to get the other person right away.
Oh, absolutely.
That happens in business all the time. That happens with your boss. That happens with your co-founder. That happens with your family. We always make assumptions that...
So dangerous.
Darn it, I knew Cindy was coming for me.
Right.
Even though she's not.
Absolutely. That's actually such a relevant point, personally as well as professionally. You know, when you make assumptions, it's so... it's so easy to write off someone's intention with your assumption. But if you go that extra mile and just have the hard or easy conversation, depends on who you're talking to, and just clarify, like, this is what I heard. Is this what you mean? That's helped Luis and I navigate a lot of conflict.
We still need to work on it a lot, though.
Yes, I think there's always opportunity.
So don't get it twisted here. That's an area of opportunity for us as well.
Yes.
And then the last point that I got from this book was always do your best. I think Cindy and I, that's one of our core values. It's like we don't do it unless we want to do the best job at it. Again, that goes back to business, to personal life. We just want to be the best version of ourselves. And we kind of have a problem because I'm kind of an OCD freak. It's subconscious, right? It's just because of vocation and history of my life.
You're particular.
Very. And if you check any of our videos, like our books are coded by color, by, you know, whatever that might look like. That's one of the things that keep me happy. But in contrast, Cindy is very, I don't want to say perfectionist.
I think we're particular in our own ways, right? Like when we talk about even just like cleaning, for example, like if you talk about home organization, like I'm the person that likes to organize and have everything in a particular place. Whereas Luis is like, doesn't want to see like a speck of dust, you know? So it's like because we're particular about our own things, I think can have challenges aligning what we want something to look like. However, I think to your point, you know, we both want to put the best possible thing out there. So I guess when it comes to that, comparing the hustle, you know, how hard are you actually working at what you want? You know, like, are you putting your absolute all into it, or are you just kind of like haphazardly putting something together?
I agree. And I think as long as you're moving forward, you know, we have a friend, we call it Big Mo, which is momentum. As long as you have momentum moving forward, mm-hmm. you know, you can't be looking to the right or the left to see who's doing what. You can't compare the hustle because admittedly, there's going to be somebody out there that has a little bit more discipline on an area you're lacking. For example, right. You know, I love waking up early. Mm-hmm. There's people out there that are waking up even an hour earlier than me or 2 hours earlier than me. So they're adding a couple hours to their day. But I try to maximize my time most of the time, you know, but I can't compare my hustle with the next guy because it just doesn't work like that. And that's what we want to just highlight here.
Oh, absolutely. Even as you say that, you know, one of the groups that I'm very invested in now is mompreneurs, you know, the early mom journeys. I love learning from other people, you know, how are other people navigating business and motherhood? And, you know, we talked to a mompreneur last season, Kiana Darden, who really highlighted that was her motivation. You know, failure wasn't an option because she had to think about her family and her family legacy. And I love that. That was so inspirational. And those are the kind of stories that we want to highlight. But even as, you know, a mother or a parent, you know, comparing how someone else is raising their children or what their life looks like is impossible. Every child is different. Every marriage is different. Every business idea is different. So if somebody wants to be a coach, but somebody else wants to start a restaurant, you can't compare those two hustles. It's, you know, apples to oranges. So yeah, even comparison can be so dangerous because they're not even valid comparisons.
For sure. And I think that as you're talking about that, I think about scripture in it. And one of the greatest things about that I've learned from scripture is humility. And that's probably the hardest thing for me to really grasp onto is the mm-hmm. humility, because we're all so entitled to say, I've done this, I've done that, I've done more than this person. And that goes back to comparison. I'm better looking than this person, I'm stronger than this person, or I'm, you know, it's really hard to be humble. And that's what I've learned with great leaders, is that they're the humblest people that I've met. The people that have mentored me have been just servants yeah. to other people.
So good.
I strive to be that. And guys, I am very, very far off from being that.
It's an intentional choice. Being humble is a choice. Like, so you have hard to try to be humble, which is hard enough, or you're going to be humbled, which is even harder. So it's, I think, the better choice to try to be humble. And I think that's what you're saying about some of the best leaders you've worked with, is they are intentionally humble. They are servants to their team. So yeah, that's a really, really good point.
And when we talk about the hustle made me do it, it doesn't mean like you have to be churning and going every single day. Part of being somebody that hustles and a go-getter is knowing when to rest and when to be humble. You know, when to be humble enough to say, I'm tired, I can't do this right now, or I'm tired, my body needs rest. Somebody that's really good at that, I think, that's gotten really good since I met her, is my wife, Cindy. You know, she's somebody that says, you know, this isn't working for me right now, I'll leave it for another day. For me, at times, it's a little bit harder because I'm like, I need to get this done right now.
Right.
But I've realized that the best work that I do is when I'm passionate. And that's something that we've talked about, is just the passion.
Yeah. That's something that's really become a highlight of our recent conversations. You know, Luis is someone who's planted a lot of seeds in a lot of different industries. And it's always great to plant those seeds and water them and kind of see where they grow. But trying to spread yourself across six or seven different ideas rather than focusing on one thing at a time, I think, is something I've personally learned is just not the right approach. You know, when you think about those God-given talents, you think about those gifts that you've always had, that's what's going to fuel your business, the passion behind what you're doing.
I love that you say that. That's something that I'm learning right now. You know, when you have the worldly success, when you get the promotion, when you are, you know, lifted by the world, you lose that sight that it's bigger than you. I'll take you guys back to a quick story. When I had this realization, I was listening to Big Sean's album, one of his albums, and one of his songs that hit me particularly deep in the heart was "This Is Bigger Than Me." I realized that everything that I was doing was bigger than me. It wasn't for me, but it was about the impact, the legacy that I was leaving behind for my friends, my family, everybody that I came in contact with. So guys, I guess the point that we're trying to make here is don't compare your hustle, yeah, you know, with the next person. If you look at great swimmers like Michael Phelps, he stays focused on the end goal, just getting there and back. He's not looking left or right. He's just going. And I think that that is going to propel you and give you the momentum to keep moving forward. So that's what we want to just talk about this season, be a little bit more vulnerable with you guys.
Absolutely. I think sometimes it can be a little discouraging when you want to enter a field or, you know, take this talent of yours, this gift, this creative gift, and put yourself out there. So many other people are doing it, or someone's done it better. But you know, there is only one you, and you have your own network, and there's people that like you. There's people that want to support you. And we saw that a lot, actually, when I just launched my donut business. I was gluten-free, dairy-free. I had a baby, and pregnancy lets you out or just eat everything without consequence. But you know, it was gluten-free, dairy-free for a while. And I developed a product that was low calorie, gluten-free, dairy-free, and absolutely delicious. And
so
it had
good.
Just taken off. I was in a couple of coffee shops and bam, COVID hit. We found out a month later that we were pregnant. But that was a product that maybe, yeah, was a little unique in the market. But yeah, there's plenty of people doing cool donuts. There's plenty of people doing healthy bakeries. But I had my own niche, and I was very focused on kind of just growing internally within that niche. And had I, you know, COVID aside, had I looked too much at what one person was doing or another, I would have gotten really far away from what that original purpose was, which was sharing something that for me was guilt-free, right? Something that people like me, you know, might want to enjoy. So I think ultimately, you know, whatever it is that you want to tap into and that is your passion, don't be discouraged by the fact that maybe somebody else is doing it. You know, there's no one else has had your life experiences.
For sure. I mean, look at Starbucks. There's so many successful coffee houses, and
we need more.
And we need more. You know,
yeah,
we're in the Donaldson area of Nashville, Tennessee, and we're like, man, we need more coffee houses out here.
Yeah.
So if there's any investors out there trying to put their money together, hit us up.
Right. Or even we're really passionate about Mexican food, you know, and I'm like, can you ever have too many tacos? Right. So I think, you know, I think that's the bigger point.
And guys, listen, we are very excited that you've taken time out of your day to hang out with us. This is something that we want your feedback on too. The only way we're going to grow and the only way people grow is if we receive feedback. You know, we want you guys to get in our DMs. We want you guys to reach out to us and let us know how we can make this experience better for you.
Right.
In every way. I think that's what Cindy and I want to do. We want to do this to share our knowledge, to share what we've our life experiences with you guys, our faith with you guys. And if there's something that we're not talking about and you think would be of great value to this podcast, please reach out to us. And listen, we're just out here trying to have a good time and let you guys know what we're up to.
Yeah, that's why we have a contact page on there so that we can connect with you guys, connect on social media at The Hustle Made Me Do It. We also have a club on Clubhouse. If you want any invites, hit us up. We definitely have some room for that too.
Something that I'll leave you guys with is make a positive impact in someone's day today. You know, let them know how much you appreciate them, how much their existence means to your life. Shout out to my good friend, Billy Haya, for doing that for us today.
Mm-hmm.
We got the opportunity to connect with him and he said, thank you for doing this podcast. You're changing lives. You're inspiring people out there. And when you feel like the going is getting tough, remember that there's somebody out there looking at you with admiration. And
that's just so good.
A huge shout out to you guys.
No one's ever going to knock you for taking a leap of faith.
Yeah.
You know, even if you fall and stumble, you get back up. And that in itself is encouraging to someone.
Absolutely. And find yourself a good partner, whether that's a good spouse, a good business partner, it's going to make all the difference. I get really upset with my wife, as a lot of husbands out there can probably relate, but that person makes you better. And it makes you, you know, marriage is not about making you happy. It's about making you holier.
Oh, yeah. Big emphasis on the book Sacred Marriage. I mean, we have to get back to that all the time. Like, you might not be making me happy right now, but I just have to believe that you are making me holy. So that is the focus we want to keep our eyes on. And we're also, you know, really excited that this season we can bring you guys some practical resources. You know, one of the things I've learned from Luis in our year of marriage is business structure. We actually had a really great guest last season as well, Rob Nickel. That was the very last episode of that season. And that is packed with value in regards to business structure and outsourcing. But we do want to share with you guys some effective tools for planning, for developing a business plan, kind of finding your niche, tapping into your audience, capitalizing on your strengths. So that's something that you can now find on our website as well under our resources page. So we're really excited to share all of that with you this season and be not just words of inspiration and empowerment, but also maybe some counsel in your business journey.
Absolutely, guys. We're here to help. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of The Hustle Made Me Do It. We are so happy and so excited to connect with you guys. We're so excited that you guys have taken time out of your day to hang out. Thank you so much from Luis and Cindy and Little Angel. We are beyond blessed to have you guys listen to our podcast.
Yes, and we're really excited for episode 2. So go ahead and subscribe if you have not already. And
leave us some good reviews.
I knew you were
going to
say
podcasts.
That.
Please, guys.
Don't be a hater.
Yeah, there's a hater out there that left us a negative review.
We see you.
Negative review out of the so many that we've gotten. But you know what? Embrace your haters.
That's right. They need love and prayers too. So we love you. We see you. And we can't wait to really dive into the season, guys.
Thank you so much, guys.